The floater from five. No, take up by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in like that. In. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
Good evening and welcome to chilly and blustery Central Illinois. The Morehead State Eagles are at Groninger Arena in Charleston to face off with Eastern Illinois in Ohio Valley Conference play. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis. The Eagles remain red hot as they come into this contest, winners of two straight and nine of their last 11. MSU is playing exceptionally well right now. However, Eastern Illinois is also on a bit of a roll. The Panthers will try to run their winning streak to three games in a row after league victories against UT Martin and Little Rock on the road. And they're always, as we know, a very tough matchup for Morehead here at Groninger Arena. Stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Eastern Illinois. Morehead State on the road tonight for OVC action. I'm Chuck Moraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, wins in 10 of your last 11 games, four straight now. You're red hot.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize either of those numbers, to be honest with you. You know, in honor of Nick Saban, you know, we try to just take it day by day, Chuck, and focus on the process. And I think that's, you know, why we've gotten to the position that we're in right now. But, you know, really like where our team is. You know, we're playing well, finding different ways to win different games. And then, you know, this team is learning that, you know, if you want to win this league, you've got to be really good on Thursday, and then you've got to be really good on Friday to build a, you know, a particular set of oftentimes different habits and skills that are going to apply to a different opponent on Saturday. So pleased with our group's ability to be able to do that.
When we talk about your defense all the time being extremely solid, but your offense has been very, very good lately too as well, against your last six Division I opponents, averaging 81 points a game. That's a nice number.
It is, absolutely. You know, this just the skill, the IQ, the versatility of our club is really good. And, you know, this is one of our better execution teams. And, you know, we didn't do a great job of that on Saturday, and that really led to some shooting woes and really some lack of offensive rebounding advantages that we against Tennessee State. And so, you know, we saw that. We watched it with our guys, and they had a really good week of making improvements and getting back to, you know, playing physical on the offensive end and creating some great shots, rebounding opportunities. So we're going to see that be showcased here tonight.
You have a lot of weapons, obviously, but Jordan Latham lately has been just outstanding in his last 11 games, averaging 22 points per contest.
Yeah, he's been special. You know, just so proud of him. And you know, had a rough start to the season, and we knew he was a significantly better player than that. And he was probably, you know, just pressing a little bit, put a little bit of pressure on himself. And he really trusted and bought into, you know, the plan that we have for him, the culture at which we play with. And, you know, he's been the beneficiary of how we play, and really got bailed us out of some tough possessions and been a go-to guy for us down the stretch and as of late. And so, you know, he's just continuing to get better and better, and the guys who play with more confidence around him is big help.
EIU tonight, this is a team that always plays very well at home. They're 2-0 in conference, both those wins coming on the road, so you know that they're playing good basketball.
Yeah, you know, 2-1 right now. You know, they started off with three straight road games, and, you know, give them credit. They went on the road last week to two really talented teams and two places that are hard to play, and Tennessee Martin and Little Rock, and got wins. And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, they're playing small ball. They've had a big guy who's been out, and so they're playing Cooper Jacoby at the five, and so they offer up just a big-time mismatch problem and taking and making more threes than what they did in their non-conference games. And so their style of play is a little bit different, a little bit more difficult to defend, and credit to them making those adjustments that they need to. But they're a team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now for the third year in a row. You know, Marty's team is leading the league in steals, so you got to do a really good job with your ball security. Got to get out to shooters here tonight, and, you know, we got to have a great defensive effort.
That's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product with equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Welcome back to Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. It's OVC action between Moorhead State and host Eastern Illinois. EIU under third-year head coach Marty Simmons, after going 9-22 with a 5-13 conference mark last season, improved. 8-8 this year, 2-1 in the OVC. Winners of two straight coming off of a victory on Saturday at Little Rock, a thriller 90-88. Simmons, as we talked about, year three. He's a former Illinois Mr. Basketball from Lawrenceville High School. That happened back in 1983. Here's his starting lineup for tonight's ball game. Three guards and two forwards at the point will be Tarleton State transfer Tiger Booker, a 5'10 senior from Chicago, averaging about 13.5 points, just under three rebounds a game, three assists per contest, and he leads the OVC, averaging 2.5 steals a game. The second guard is Corey Sawyer from Cloud County Community College, a 6'4 junior from Orlando, Florida, averaging almost 10 points, 2.5 rebounds. The third guard is Nikhil Shelton, another junior college transfer, a 6'3 junior from Chicago, averaging almost 11 points, 5 rebounds a game. On the front row on one side, it's Kendall Davis from Panola College, 6'5 junior from Chicago, averaging just about 8 points, 2.5 rebounds. And on the other side, it's a Toledo transfer, Cooper Jacoby, 6'7", redshirt sophomore from Sellersburg, Indiana, averaging 10.8 points, 7.9 rebounds per game. Moorhead State under seventh-year bench boss Preston Spradlin coming in with a record of 12-4 overall, 3-0 in the OVC. MSU 4-4 away from the friendly confines of Johnson Arena. The Eagles have won two straight, 10 of their last 11. They're coming off of a victory Saturday at home against Tennessee State, 78-68. Starting lineup for Coach Preston Spradlin. Three guards and two forwards. At the point will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging 10.4 points, 3.2 rebounds, and an OVC topping 6.1 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Latham, as we talked about, on an offensive tear lately, averaging 22 points a contest over his last 11 games. 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 16.1 points, 6.4 rebounds. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, only 40 points away from 1,000 for his college basketball career. Thomas, a 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 12.4 points and 4 rebounds. One of the forwards for Moorhead State, Riley Minnick, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. Second in the OVC in scoring at 17.8 points per contest. Also second in rebounding at 9.4 caroms a game. The other forward, Deontay Miles, the Xavier transfer, a 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and over 6 rebounds a game. The series between these two teams began in 1981-82. EIU leads it 26-21, although Moorhead State has won the last five games between these two teams. Last year, knocking off the Panthers twice, 69-59 at home, then winning here in Charleston, 69-53. Officials for this ball game: Mike O'Neill, Chris Koopman, and Greg Gerritsen. Moorhead State taking on Eastern Illinois. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis, coming back with more from Groninger Arena here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moorhead State at Eastern Illinois. Eagles will be decked out in their royal blue traveling uniforms tonight with the yellow gold numbers and letters and some white and gold trim. As for Eastern Illinois, the traditional home white uniforms with the royal blue numbers and letters and some gray trim around those numbers and letters and along the pant legs. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Tom, as we look at this game, Morehead State on a roll right now. 3-0 in the OVC, that's the big number to look at. But at the same time, this is an EIU team that's playing very good basketball. Not normally a three-point shooting team in their last two wins on the road at Little Rock and UT Martin. 22 of 46 from three-point land, which makes them a dangerous opponent in many ways because they've had the ability to score inside.
Yeah, and even though they don't shoot the three as their primary weapon on the offensive end, when they do shoot it, they've shot it at a pretty good clip, about 34% as a team, which team-wide, that's not a bad percentage. So they're capable. They just haven't leaned on it that much, but it looks like a weapon that they're leaning to a little bit more than they have maybe before. Morehead State, on the other hand, does a pretty solid job of shutting down the three-point shot. Their opponent shooting less than 29% from three-point range. So it's a weapon the Eagles have been able to neutralize pretty well.
MSU has dominated its opponents here lately, and when you talk about OVC statistics, Morehead State leads in a dozen categories in addition to being 3-0 in the win-loss column. Eastern Illinois, like Morehead State, a pretty good defensive team. Team shooting less than 44% from the field against them. Morehead State is, I think you mentioned, tops in the conference at 37.8% in field goal defense. Interested to see what kind of game here we get tonight. EIU has been in a couple of shootouts here recently. Morehead State has been scoring a lot of points lately against their last six Division I opponents, averaging 81 points a contest. That doesn't include the 100-plus contest that they had against some non-D1s here recently. That number is actually a little higher when you include those two games.
Right. Morehead State 26-3 in games in January in the past four seasons. That's just nuts.
Yeah, it really is.
But, yeah, you're right about tonight, and it's an intriguing matchup. Another number that kind of jumps out at me, Chuck, when I look at the stat sheet, EIU somehow has a rebounding margin of plus 4.5. They're not a big team. The biggest player they've got on the floor to start this game is 6'7". Somehow, using mirrors, magic, whatever, they've still been able to be successful on the glass. MSU, meantime, a rebounding margin of plus 12.3 per game. So if Morehead State, I think, can kind of establish control on the glass, especially early, I think that's going to bode well for the Eagles.
And as you will travel left to right on your radio dial as we open things up from Charleston, it's Deontay Miles along with Cooper Jacoby in the circle. Morehead State wins the tap. Coming left to right across the timeline is Thelwell. Back to his left up top, Miles. Coming up the arc for Thomas around the right to Thelwell. Cross court left side. Thomas catch and shoot three. Bangs it high off the rim. No rebound left block. Miles in the lane. Lathan from 14. It will spin and go.
And there's that early start on the boards. That all started with an offensive rebound by Miles, getting it right to a wide open teammate.
EIU's first trip down the floor. Jacoby, right sideline, Davis. He'll swing down toward the left baseline on the drive with a scoop and score.
Pretty well defended by Miles. He was right with him, but excellent finish at the end of that play.
2-2 the score. Morehead State plays offense. Thelwell high left, waits for help. Popping out top, off the screen. Lathan for a triple. Off the glass, off the rim. No rebound. Tapped out between the circles. Off the hardwood. Thelwell left corner. Riley Minnickson back out to the line to Thelwell. Takes it toward the left sideline. Davis cuts him off. Left block extended. Miles. Miles double team. Trapped. Retreats to the corner. Cross court near side. Wide open. Thomas. He'll shoot the three. Scoops out. No. Rebound slap near side. Picked off by Sawyer for EIU. He'll do it himself down central across the timeline toward the left arc. And Booker, who swings it across to the right to the hash and Davis. Davis right there to Shelton. He'll curl, come, free throw line, jumper, back of the rim, no, long rebound inside the lane to Lathan of Morehead State. Lathan, far sideline offensive end, standing dribble at the hash. Working on Shelton, high right, Thelwell. Thelwell to the right arc at the wing. Kicks it back out to Lathan, driving left of the lane. Jump pass down low, Riley Minnick's inside, short range shot with one hand, it's in.
Minnick showing his strength right there. Double team, but able to muscle it away and get it up and through.
4-2 Morehead State. He split two defenders and had to battle through them to get that ball to go down the hole. Davis on the drive, left of the lane on Minix, puts up a shot blocked by Riley Minix, but they'll call a foul on Minix. That's the first foul of the game on either team. Minix right now has 19 blocks on the season, second best on the MSU roster, leading the way.
That was a clean block up top, but there was a lot of body contact down low.
Agreed, Tom. Ricks and Miles each have 21 coming into this game. Davis line left for two for EIU, 57% free throw shooter. Floats up the first one, it's in. And EIU 1 point away from tying this game. We've played just about 2 minutes. As Eddie Ricks about to come in for Morehead State. Goes to the scorer's table. Davis line left with the second one up. And a miss and a rebound. Jerome Lathan, or Jordan Lathan for Morehead State. To Thelwell. Thelwell through the logo. Comes left, goes high right. Back out front, Miles. Miles looks for the cutter instead toward the left sideline. Inside the hash, Thomas. Checked there by Shelton. Free throw line. Thelwell. Bounce right block. Minix comes to his left, fakes once, twice. Fades and fires from seven. Rims off, no. Rebound, EIU. Panthers with it, offensive end. Sawyer cutting left toward the top of the key. Straight away, goes high right to Jacoby. Right sideline, coming back for it. Shelton left to the logo. Whips it off to Booker. Driving on Thelwell. Down the near side, stop and pop from three-point land. No free throw line rebound. Cleared off the hardwood by Sawyer. Eastern Illinois resets. Here's Jacoby driving, falling down, gets the pass anyway. Near side to Sawyer, missed the three ball. Far side of the lane, another rebound for Lathan of MSU.
2 3-point shots in one trip. Morehead State, I think, will settle for that pretty much all night.
4-3 MSU leads. Lathan far side, left block extended toward the baseline. The Minix knocked away out of bounds in the corner by Davis, who is guarding. And now Ricks in for Thomas. Ricks, fine-looking freshman, 6'7", Clarksville, Tennessee, averaging 7.6 rebounds.
The Eagles just a little bit more length, a couple inches taller than Khalil, but lose a little bit on the perimeter game, although Ricks can stroke it from outside, too.
15 to shoot after the inbound. Morehead State has it. Head of the key, Thelwell. Around the right to Lathan. 10 to shoot. Jordan Lathan plays it down. Crossover dribble coming left. 5 to shoot. Near side in the corner, Minix. He'll fade and fire a long three. Bangs it off the iron. No rebound. Tapped away. Out of bounds. Baseline left. Miles got a piece of it for MSU, so they'll give it to Eastern Illinois.
Deontay fortunate not to be called for going over the back there, too, Chuck. A lot of contact.
4-3. Morehead by one. Eastern Illinois unopposed down to the backside. It's Tiger Booker to the left of the logo. Offensive end. Left hash coming forward. Sawyer back out front to Davis. Around the right to Booker at the arc. He'll drive the wing, come baseline, kick it back out, high right, catch and shoot three for Cooper. Jacoby missed it, Morehead State the rebound, and Thelwell with it, coming the other way. Spinning, looking, holding at the far wing. Left block extended, Miles. He'll play it down on Jacoby, fight by him, get to the goal, put up a shot, blocked by Davis. Davis has the ball, on the run the other way, to the right of the emblem, driving on Miles to the block, to the baseline. Spins to his left, fades and fires from 15, the tough jumper goes in.
Boy, give Davis a lot of credit on both ends. He finished with the basket, but it all started. He's only 6'5", but blocked the 7-foot Miles to start that break.
Now it's 5-4, Eastern Illinois. Ricks controls, goes between the circles to Minix. Wide left, Miles, a bounce coming right to left forward, Lathan. Lathan down the far wing, backs outside the arc, shoots a three and reins it in.
Boy, if anybody's been feeling it lately, it is Jordan Lathan. J2, since November, late November, has been on a meteoric rise as far as his offensive output.
7-5, Morehead State with the lead after that triple by Lathan. EIU with it. Davis on the move into a 15-footer off the right wing. Missed it. Rebound cleared off the floor by Lathan. He'll take it coast-to-coast all the way down into a triple team. Lost the handle on the basketball. It was ripped away from him, and the ball out of bounds to Morehead State. Baseline right as we head to our first media timeout of the contest. 15-17 to go in the first half here in Charleston at Groninger Arena. It's Morehead State 7, Eastern Illinois 5. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks, and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Moorhead State on top, 7-5 here early, 15-17 to go at Eastern Illinois. Your shooting numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. MSU 3 of 9 from the field. Eastern Illinois 2 of 7. MSU 1 of 5 outside of the arc. Panthers 0 of 3 at the line. EIU has shot 2, made 1. Moorhead State yet to shoot a freebie. Rebounding 7-5. Moorhead turnovers even at 0. So it's been a pretty clean game.
It has, kind of up and down, nice tempo. Moorhead State playing within itself, and even though MSU not exactly on fire to start things out, still trying to find their footing and their mojo and rhythm, but not a bad start.
6'9 graduate student Zach Iemi has replaced Deontay Miles in the Moorhead lineup. Baseline right, 25 to shoot, Lathan inbounds, clears it out high right to Iemi, throws it out to Ricks. Stolen, though, by Sawyer. Baseline left. Drives on Ricks. Missed the layup. Floor rebound at the top of the key. Lathan picks it up. Waits for things to clear out. He'll come the other way. Left to right. Left to the logo. Thelwell plays it back to Lathan. Fires it down the right wing to Ricks. Straight away, Lathan. Far side, Thelwell. Thelwell. Bounce left block. Extended minutes. Double team. Cross court. Right side, Ricks. High right, Lathan. A catch. He'll drive. Take it to the hole. Scoop it off the glass and in.
Nicely done by Lathan. Almost the same as a pass. He faked the shot, found the opening, and nothing but daylight all the way to the window.
9-5 Moorhead State. We lost our scoreboard. Lathan now with 7. Far side, Sawyer moves in. Up top, Booker. Left side, Davis on the angle drive. Takes it to the hole. Missed the shot. Took some contact from Iemi, and a Moorhead State foul, and it's on Zach, his first. As it's 9-5. MSU at 14:28 to go in the half. Kind of a late whistle right there.
That was a very late whistle, and I actually thought Iemi did a solid job coming over from the weak side. Seemed like he held his position pretty well. A very late whistle.
Davis with 5 points, 1 of 2 at the line. First one up and in as he gets two more opportunities here. Khalil Thomas in for Moorhead State. Riley Minix takes a break.
This is something that MSU's dealt with quite a bit, though, Chuck. One of the few weak points is the low post players getting an early foul trouble.
Miles sitting but does not have a foul. He's just getting a rest. Line left, Davis for the second one up. Front of the rim and a miss, and a rebound, Lathan for MSU. So Davis 2 of 4 now at the line, 6 points. 9-6 MSU as Thelwell clears the timeline on Booker. To the right arc, Lathan. To his left, to his right, driving on Jacoby. Back up, Baden fire from 16 off the glass. It'll roll and go in. Two more for Jay, too. He's got 9, and Moorhead State leads 11-6. He's unstoppable right now, Tom.
Hasn't missed double digits in the last 10 games, 7 of those 20-plus points.
Davis circles out front, left to right, high right to Shelton. Shelton dancing on Lathan. To his right to Jacoby. Ball knocked away at the far sideline, picked off by Davis. He'll drive the lane, got to the hole, and slammed it down over Eddie Ricks. As he posterized the young freshman.
Davis came in averaging just shy of 8 points a game. He's already got 8 tonight.
Ricks to the cutting. Thomas to the goal. Blocked by Jacoby. Whistle. Foul. Another late whistle right there. But Moorhead State will have Thomas at the line for 2. They're going to call that foul on. And that was on Cooper Jacoby. Take a look.
It's only against Corey Sawyer, Chuck.
Corey Sawyer must have got him from a different angle because the primary defender was Jacoby. That's the first foul on EIU. Moorhead State only with 2 fouls. First free throw by Thomas. curls out of the cylinder and drops away, no good.
Thomas had missed only two free throws all season. Hasn't been there much, but usually just about automatic.
Now 11 of 14 for the year as Thomas sets up for the second one. Line right, looks up, right-hand push. Pretty spin and a good result as he hits it. And a change for EIU as Dan Lures comes in for the Panthers, the 6'5 junior from Lebanon, Ohio, averaging about 6 points a game.
Rocking a bit of a mullet.
12-8. Moorhead State leads in defense of the man-to-man. Booker, right hash coming back for it. Shelton, ball got loose. Shelton has it. He'll drive the length. Kick out to the near side to nobody. Actually, Matt Schabert, Moorhead State's media relations director, taking the pass but deciding not to shoot and giving it to the official instead.
Well, he was standing out of bounds. I mean, you're going to have to be more alert than that, Matt. You got to be in bounds when it's passed to you.
Thelwell across the line in the offensive end. Bounce high left to Ricks. Cross court right side. Thelwell back out to Thomas. Have a screen, didn't use it. Back to the right side. Thelwell to Thomas around the left to Lathan. Back up top to Ricks. A whistle before he shoots a three, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And trying to pick up the foul.
Shelton.
That'll be his first.
Excuse me, my bad. Actually, Grabovic.
Who just came in, Lazar Grabovic. 6'8 redshirt sophomore from Serbia. Grabovic averaging about 2 points a game. Moorhead State, 16 to shoot. Thomas straightaway, long triple. Air ball. Grabovic has it. Left sideline, Booker. He'll jog it to the offensive end, right to left. Gets around the screen. Thelwell stays with him. Stop and pop from 16. He hits. His first two.
Leading scorer on this Panther roster. Don't want to see him heat up. He's pretty solid from three-point range.
Last two games, he's had 52 points. Out front, Iami. Around the left, Thomas pops out for it on Lures. They're man-to-man. Clears it back out to Ricks. 14 to shoot. Right wing, Lathan. Lathan back out, Thelwell. High left into Davis. Straight away, Ricks. And now a whistle again. It stops play, and I think we have a three-second violation.
Yeah, that's on Iami. Grabovic was doing a really nice job fronting him down in the low post and denying any sort of an entry pass. Iami just lost track of how long he'd been in the paint.
Jerome Morton in for Moorhead State. 6'4 freshman from Winchester, Kentucky. Moorhead State going small as Minix will slide into the post with Iami leaving the floor. 12-10 Moorhead State. Booker the other way down central, right to left, picked up by Morton. Left wing Davis. Davis on Ricks, driving baseline left. Got to the hole with a scoop, off the glass and in.
Panthers just did a great job of spreading the floor there. That was just an ISO type play. And got around his defender, easily put it in. Davis now in double figures, has 10 of his team's 12.
That's a game high. 12-12 the score. Curling left, Morton back to the right side. Lathan fakes, drives the angle, takes it to the hole. Missed the shot, but drew a foul on the floor before that. This one goes on Sawyer, his second. And we have immediate timeout with 11:55 left to play in the first half at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. OVC contest, Moorhead State, Eastern Illinois, tied at 12. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold our own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
12-12 the score. Morehead State tied at Eastern Illinois with the Panthers. 11:55 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Earlier tonight, the Morehead State women beat AIU in a thriller, knocking off the Panthers 69-67. As we go by the numbers, Morehead State off to a 5-of-12 shooting start. Eastern Illinois 5-of-11. They've been led by Kendall Davis, who averages 8 points a game and now already has 10. Morehead State's top scorer is Jordan Latham with 9. Morehead State with 2 turnovers to 1 for the Panthers. Meanwhile, the Eagles with 9 rebounds to 6 for EIU. That's by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
You mentioned the MSU women with that big win earlier tonight. They're now tied for second in the OVC. It's their first 3-1 start, their best start in the OVC since 2016-17.
Latham on the dribble after the inbound. High right, cross court, Thomas, far corner, Ricks. A couple of bounces and back out to Latham up top. 10 on the shot clock. He'll go with it. Back up, turn left, got it to Minix outside the arc, 6 to shoot. Riley, left angle drive, spins, back out straight away. Latham for 3, air ball sailing wide right and out of bounds. Not a really great possession for Morehead State.
No, uncharacteristically so.
And now EIU has a chance to take the lead in this 12-12 contest as Booker comes across the midcourt stripe and works Jerome Morton. Morehead State man-to-man as they usually are. Far side to Sincere Malone. Led the OVC in steals last year. The lure's coming up the sideline and back out to the timeline and Booker. Booker on Morton. Cutting left. Trying to get left to the lane. Skips it near side. Shelton. He'll jump shoot from 16. Uh-oh. Rebound Thomas, Morehead State.
Thomas. Nice rebound by Thomas right there.
Clears it to Minix down the left corner. Morton back to Minix down low. Off his hands. Knocked away out of bounds. And they'll say last touch by Minix. So it's EIU basketball. And now Drew Thelwell comes in for Jordan Latham. Jordan forced a couple of threes here in the last few possessions, and I think that's why he's getting a break to kind of settle himself down. As Preston Spradlin said something to him as he came over to the Morehead State bench.
Latham, a pretty emotional player, and I think Coach Spradlin doing a good job trying to help him keep his bearings about him and not get too worked up about those misses.
Gerbovich is out. Cooper Jacoby has the ball. He's in there. Near sideline, hands to Shelton. He'll swing it back outside on the dribble toward the far hash. Booker. He'll come to his left to the logo. 12 on the shot clock. Works on Morton. Near side to Malone. He'll take it right up top between the circles. Booker. 5 to shoot, 4 to shoot. Left side lures. Driving on Thomas. Got to the block for the baseline to the goal. Feeds up the runner. Missed it. And I think a shot clock violation as he missed everything. EIU got the rebound, but they did not hit the rim on that shot by Lures.
And something that won't show up in the stats, Chuck, but a lot of credit to Jerome Morton on that play. They were initially trying to set up a pick and roll for Jacoby, and Morton just would not allow the entry pass.
Morehead State on offense looking to take the lead. Thelwell, left hash coming back up the sideline. Minix, angle drive, can't get in there on Malone. Whips it back out to Thelwell. Thelwell to his left, far corner, Ricks. Eddie on the drive. Clears it back out to Thelwell, left of the lane. Morehead State having trouble getting inside. Bounce down low to the cutting Morton by him and out of bounds. And Morehead State with another turnover. That's 2 straight. And now 4 in this ballgame.
1 turnover on Drew Thelwell. No assists. Drew came in with 97 helpers on the year. Tops in the OVC and among the nation's leaders as well.
Deontay Miles back in. Ricks out for Morehead State. Booker across the line on Morton. 24 in the shot clock. He dribbles outside the right hash. Now comes in behind the back dribble. Nearly lost it at the top of the key. Left side lures at the arc. He'll swing it back out front. Back to the logo on Minix. High right to Shelton. 8 to shoot. Right sideline Malone. He's wide open. He'll fire a line drive 3 and miss. Rebound tap. Thelwell to Minix. Minix does it himself. Left to right across the timeline. Behind the back dribble. Some contact. Lost it. Booker comes up with it. One-on-one with Thelwell. Takes it to the lane. To the goal with a scoop and a score. And EIU takes a 14-12 lead. Tiger Booker with 4 points.
Coach Preston Spradlin signaling to his troops, settle down. Minix on that last trip, definitely out of control. Trying that behind the back dribble.
Thomas, top of the key. Right wing Thelwell. Cross court, Thomas fakes and looks, lures, hand checks. He'll come to his right, shoot the 3. back of the rim, side of the rim, and a miss and a rebound. Baseline right coming away to Shelton, and Miles climbing his back just picked up a foul. Oh, they're going to call it on Shelton. How about that? His first, because he had good position. Miles was over the top of him, but he must have pushed off.
Lathan back on the floor for Morehead State. Morton back to the bench.
Third foul on EIU. Baseline right. New 20 on the shot clock. Minix inbounds. Offensive end. High right to Thelwell. Coming left on Booker. Far side Thomas. Loops it down low to Minix. Double team. Riley needs help. Retreats to the corner. Cross court near side. Thelwell. High right. Lathan. He'll shoot the three. Off the rim. Off the glass. No. Tapped up by Miles. Didn't hit anything. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Lures of EIU. Morehead State basketball with a new 20 showing on the shot clock and 8:42 left to go in the half. Lures out. Sincere Malone after a short break back in there for the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. Baseline left on the inbound. Jordan Lathan for MSU.
Eagles have gone almost 5 minutes without a point. EIU on a 6-0 run.
Lathan clears it out to Thomas, top of the key, far side, backing out. Lathan turns right, 20-footer, no. Rebound to the right side, cleared off by Thelwell as it kicked long. Lathan has it in the lane, Miles to the goal. Knocked down as he tried to get inside to score, and a foul on EIU. This one goes on Shelton, his second, fourth on the Panthers.
We'll talk about second chance points. How about third, fourth, fifth chance points? Morehead State has had a ton of opportunities on this one trip.
Morehead State from the field, just 5 of 14, under 36%. 1 of 8 from three-point land. Miles at the line looking for his first points, 48%. Deontay is from the charity stripe, the big lefty with the first one up, way too hard, but it's going to hit off the back of the rim, front of the rim, and he gets the shooter's roll. It's good.
And that'll end the scoreless drought at 5 minutes and 1 second.
Coming in for EIU will be Isaiah Griffin, the 6-foot freshman from Orange, New Jersey, averaging 3 points a game. Miles gives Morehead State the 1 point advantage. Or check that, it's 14-13 EIU, excuse me. Miles with his first point, second free throw up, softer touch, but too strong off the back of the rim. Sincere Malone, the rebound for EIU. Panthers head offensive end Griffin at the right half. Turns left, comes top of the key, drive free throw line, back out high right. Jacoby jumps into a free throw line, shot, missed it, mimics a rebound for Morehead State to Thelwell. Drew across the timeline with a right-hand dribble on Griffin. Driving right, nothing doing there, back out to Miles, back to the near side, and Lathan. Lathan clears it back out to Thelwell, 16 on the shot clock, high right Minix, right corner off the screen. Thomas for three on the catch and shoot swish.
That's more like it for Khalil. The last three he tried was trying off of the dribble himself. That's not really his game so much, but that catch and shoot, when he's set, he's so fun to watch.
4 points for him. Now at the other end, Tiger Booker driving on Miles, throws up a shot, missed it, but drew the foul on Deontay Miles, his first. Morehead State's third, and we have a timeout on the hardwood. Morehead State with the lead after that triple by Thomas. 7:46 to go in the first half in Charleston. Morehead State 16, Eastern Illinois 14. I'm Chuck Meraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA fresh store ground chuck, especially priced for just $3.99 a pound. Super select cucumbers and extra large green bell peppers are only 88 cents. And two large 52-ounce cartons of Florida's natural orange juice or grapefruit juice are just $7. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Moorhead State with a slim lead right now on Eastern Illinois, 16-14, with 7:46 left to go in the first half. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tom, we wondered what kind of game we would get here. These two teams have been scoring a lot of points lately against other teams, but against each other, I thought the possibility of a defensive-type game could be coming our way, and so far it's been a bit more than that. Moorhead State's really had trouble getting the ball inside against a very determined EIU defense, and the Eagles have been very active in their man-to-man at the other end.
From one media timeout to this media timeout, Moorhead State in this offensive barn burner outscored EIU 4-2. So not a whole lot of offense, and credit the defense. You're right. EIU playing really solid denial defense, not letting Moorhead State's low post threats get going, and that's putting even more pressure on the Eagle perimeter game.
Tiger Booker line left with two free throws and a chance to tie this ball game up. For EIU, he's 84% at the line, fourth best in the OVC. Here's his first one. He launches. It's in. 5 points in the ball game for Booker. As a change for EIU, Griffin leaves. Returning is Nikhyle Shelton. 16-15, MSU by one. Booker takes a long look at the goal. Lines up his shot, right-hand push, and he does tie the game up. He's got point number six, and we're knotted at 16. 7:45 to go in the half. Thelwell met at the timeline by Booker, runs the right arc, leaves it at the sideline for Latham. He'll swing it back out front on the dribble. Right side, Thelwell, down low, Miles. Miles, baseline left, lays it up and in.
Again, the Panthers had that weak side help coming, but just a half second too late, and Miles took advantage.
Moorhead back in front by two. Davis the other way, drives the near side, gives it to Shelton, and now we've got an offensive foul on Davis trying to set a screen. He knocked down Jordan Latham. And Davis with his first, the fifth on EIU. So Moorhead State up by two, gets the basketball back, near side backcourt to inbound. Minix will put the ball in play. Dan Lures coming in for Davis. That's good because Davis has 10 points. Happy to see him leave the floor. 18-16, Moorhead State. Thelwell to the timeline and across with a right-hand dribble. Dribble between the legs, now switch to the left. Far side on the bounce feed. Minix chased by Sincere Malone. Somehow got the pass. Circles out front. Ball knocked away at the logo. Got it back. Left of the logo off to Latham. Latham cut off by Lures at the left wing. Got around him. Left angle drive. They're running from five. It'll roll and go down. But they're going to call a charge on Latham as he knocked down Lures.
It looks like the foul will go on someone else. That's on Minix.
Minix.
Down low, I believe. No, make it Miles. Excuse me, Chuck.
And that's the second on Miles. That's not good.
No.
Because you've got Iemi with one, Miles with two. I didn't see it, Tom. I just saw Latham driving to the hole.
I was watching him go up as well and didn't see what Miles may have done.
Moorhead State defending a two-point lead. Thelwell checking Booker out front, left corner. Jacoby driving in, nothing doing there. Back out to Booker, top of the key. He'll fade and fire from 19. Jumper off the iron twice and a miss, and a rebound, Moorhead State. Minix up the left sideline, Ricks, who's back in there. Ricks has it knocked away, out of bounds at the far sideline. Offensive end by Booker, and near the left hash, Moorhead State will have the inbound with 25 showing on the shot clock. Ricks was going to inbound. Moorhead State will switch up and let Jerome Morton, who's returned, put the ball in. Drops it into Thelwell. Thelwell plays it down with the right hand on Booker. Wide left to Minix. Riley on the drive. Back to the corner. Morton He'll curl around, back to the far corner. Minix is open. Morton knocked down. Whistle foul against EIU.
That's going to go on Sincere Malone, who was flying at Morton as he made that pass and had nowhere to go other than to right into Morton's body.
That's number seven on EIU, so Morehead State goes into the bonus with 6.5 to play in the first half. Morton at the line this year, 12 of 16. That factors out to 75%. He's not scored in the game. Free throw up and a miss off the back of the rim. Minix taps up the rebound, but it's grabbed near the free throw line by Jacoby. Booker has it. Morehead by 2, 18-16. Booker at the left arc, hands it there, coming up the sideline. Shelton returns it to Jacoby, takes it to the hole, lays it up and in.
Nice high-low cut by Jacoby and a really exceptional find by Shelton, catching him at just the right time.
First 2 points by Jacoby, tied the game at 18-all. At the left wing, Thelwell angling in, far side, catch and shoot three for Lathan. Yes, sir!
2 of 6 now from deep is Lathan.
And he's got 12 points. He's into double figures for the 12th straight game. 21-18, Morehead State. Eagles in the man-to-man. Sincere Malone, far side out to Jacoby. Jacoby at the left wing, hands it right behind him to Shelton coming over. Down low, Jacoby between two Eagles, puts up a short shot as he scoops it up over Morton, who fouled him. He'll get 2 free throws.
And again, just a simple cut by Jacoby. Nobody down low to pick him up as he got to the low block.
Morehead State with team foul number 5. As at the line, Jacoby flips up the first one. It curls out, no good. At the line this year, he's only 53%. The way he shot that one, he looked more like he was hoping than certain.
His jump shot, also a little herky-jerky, kind of an unusual hitch in that release.
Ricks back in the ballgame for Morehead State. The second free throw, off the iron, off the glass, and off the rim and good. Jacoby with 3, Morehead State by 2, 21-19, 5:38 to play first half. Down central, left to right, Thelwell angles toward the far sideline, cuts back to his right, back to the far sideline, and Latham, left block extended, Minix on lures. One bounce, straight away, Thelwell. He'll back up, look over the defense, 14 to shoot, left side coming out for it. Minix on the drive, on lures, backs out. Fades, fires a 3 and hits it.
Oh, man, that's a dagger. EIU was doing such a good job denying the 3, allowing the pass around the arc, but not giving up enough space. Minix had to create it himself.
Riley with 5. He's only 28% for the year from 3-point land. Morehead stayed up 24-19. Booker, left angle drive to the block for the baseline. Puts it up off the glass and in with the right hand. 8 points for Tiger Booker. We talked about it. He's been playing very well offensively lately. The last 2 games before this one, 52 points combined. 30 points in that win over Little Rock on Saturday. Left sideline, Thomas dribbles it back out, goes to Ricks on the hop between the circles. At the left elbow, Minix around, left, right to left. There's Lathan for the triple, and he hammers it down.
Created the screen as he gave the pass. Basically handed it right to Lathan, who stepped into that 3, and that's his 3rd of the night.
15 points for Lathan. Morehead stayed up 27-21. Shelton one-on-one with Ricks, driving left to the lane, carried the ball, threw it away into the Morehead State bench as Riley Minix was knocked down. There were a couple of violations, I thought, there.
Yeah.
Maybe a travel, maybe a charge, and didn't get either whistle.
Karma.
So Morehead State forces the turnover out of EIU, and for the Panthers, that is number 6. And Morehead State with the ball. Backcourt, far side, Ricks on the short inbound to Thelwell. Thelwell across the line on Booker. Runs high right, cross court, wide left, Ricks. Ricks plays it back out to Minix between the circles. Out front, Thelwell controls between the circles. Thomas, left sideline, Lathan. Starts in, backs out, 3 ball, count it.
Same thing Minix did on his last 3. That jab step, then stepped back to get enough space to get off the 3-pointer, and a timeout called by Marty Simmons at EIU.
18 points now for Lathan as he's hit 3 straight triples to extend Morehead State's lead. 3:44 to go in the first half here at Groninger Arena, Charleston, Illinois. It's Morehead State 30, Eastern Illinois 21. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Moorhead State leads at Eastern Illinois 30-21 with 3:44 left to go in the first half. At Groninger Arena, I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. Earlier tonight, the MSU women beat the U 69-67. Right now, Moorhead State has extended its lead, Tom Lewis, thanks to Jordan Lathan, who's found his stroke. He's hit three straight triples. Leads all scores in the game with 18 points. He's 4 of 8 from beyond the arc. And these last three, you could almost see that they were going to go in before they did because you could tell he was feeling it.
Yeah, he was a little bit shaky in the early going. I think started to let that get to him a bit. Coach Pradlin saw that. Preston took him out for a couple of minutes, put him back in, and ever since, Jordan seems to have found his groove. And the guy who currently is number one in scoring in the OVC in conference play, averaging 24 a game in conference action, already 18, and we haven't even finished the first half.
Lathan, Thelwell, Minix, Ricks, and Thomas for Moorhead State. Booker with the ball at the timeline, coming across 24 to shoot as he works it to the right hash on Thelwell. Clears it to the top of the key. Davis on the drive left of the lane. Jump and shoot off the angle from 7. Rolls off, no good. Rebound in the lane. Lathan, that's his 7th board. Thelwell controls for MSU. Right-hand dribble gets him across the midcourt stripe. Heads high right now. Ricks trying to set a screen. Got tangled up with an EIU player. And we've got a foul on Eddie Ricks. His first. Moorhead State number 6.
Pretty good call. NCAA officials this year have been told to kind of crack down on not letting that screen setter stick the leg out last second. And that's what Ricks did.
Offensive end, Booker, right sideline, Davis, up top coming for it, Jacoby works it left of the lane, driving on Minix to the block, trying to back in there, turns to his right, back to his left, puts up the five-footer, rolls off, no good, rebound Lathan, once again number 8 in terms of boards for Jordan. He's across the timeline, doing himself, high left, jump feed, right side, open Ricks, catch and shoot, 3, bangs off the rim, no baseline left, rebound Booker for EIU. He'll do it himself, right to left across the line into Thelwell, takes to the hole, left-hand scoop, miss, fight for the rebound, Lathan took it away from Jacoby, and now he has 9 rebounds. He's doing it at both ends of the floor.
He is, and less than 3 minutes to go first half, EIU has 1 offensive rebound.
EIU in that sagging man-to-man. Lathan on the drive to the lane. Double team, left-hand shot off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound to Ricks, fakes, lays it up and in.
MSU, meanwhile, now with 6 offensive boards and took advantage of that one big time.
Eddie with his first 2 on the putback, and it's 32-21 MSU, 2:18 to play in the half. Booker just inside the line. Thelwell gives him space. Right hash coming around Shelton. Back up top to Kobe. Left hash inside it, Sawyer. Sawyer on Thomas. Sawyer looking inside, takes it down the left arc, leaves it there for Shelton toward the corner. Shelton circles it back out front to Jacoby. Jacoby down the right sideline. Booker jumps into a 17-footer and cans it. And Booker with 10.
EIU really had to be patient that trip. It looked like Moorhead's defense was going to hold him in check, but as the shot clock went to three. That's when the ball went through the hoop.
Booker bailed him out. Thelwell on the move at the left side. Back to his left and out front. Minix, far side, Thomas. Thomas on Shelton, skips it, free throw line. Thelwell, drew 13 to shoot. Bounce near block. Minix, he'll back down two men. Take it to the left. Cutting down the baseline for the two-hand slammer. It's Eddie Ricks.
One of the few times Morehead State has gotten legit low post penetration, and it was the extra pass by Minix to Ricks on the baseline.
Morehead by 11, 1:13 to go in the half. Shelton at the left wing, clears it back up top, out front, Davis, right hash, Sawyer, spinning and looking on Thomas, wide left, Jacoby, near sideline, Booker. Moving in on Thelwell, ball knocked away from behind, they're going to call a reach-in foul, I think, on Ricks. They do. For Eddie, number two, for Morehead State, number seven. Bonus time for EIU with 1:01 to play in the half. They'll have a shooter at the line.
And Jerome Morton to the scorer's table to check in. Looks like Thomas will check out. No, actually Ricks after the foul.
Sincere Malone along with Gerbovich for EIU along with Lures, too, as they make wholesale changes. Not quite the hockey line change, but close to it.
Close. So do you think Sincere Malone's middle name is Lee?
Let me think about that. No. I gave it deep thought, Tom. I was with you all the way on that one. But it's a good idea. Booker line left will have one plus one. Floats up the first one. Rolls off. No good. Latham with his 10th rebound. He already has a double-double tonight.
Wow.
Booker now 2 of 3 at the line. 53 seconds to go in the half. At the left sideline, Thelwell, they run the trap at him. Down the side to Lathan. Left angle drive. Takes it inside. Ball knocked away. Loose out of bounds. Baseline. And they're going to say Panther basketball. I swear I saw Shelton touch that ball before it rolled away out of bounds.
Yep.
Now, Sawyer comes in along with Davis as they make changes offense for defense. Talking about the Panthers of EIU and head coach Marty Simmons with 43.7 seconds to go in the half. 34-23, Morehead State. Booker unguarded to the timeline and across on Thelwell, who gives him space. He'll run it to the right hash. Drive it back to his left to the top of the key, far side. Catch and shoot three for Jacoby. Barely grazes iron, floor rebound in the lane to Thomas from Morehead State with 23 seconds to go until halftime. And now Thelwell across the timeline takes Morehead State's use it or lose it timeout. 18.3 seconds to go as Morehead State wants to set up this last offensive opportunity.
What do you think Jordan Latham, chances are Jordan Latham will touch the ball?
You know, it's interesting. I was going to say that one thing that does interest me is that Drew Thelwell, who's played a lot of minutes in this ball game, has yet to take a shot.
True. And no, actually, he's one of one, Chuck. He does have one field goal.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
But only two assists. Came in with 97 assists on the season.
They're not giving Morehead State many easy offensive opportunities.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, even a lot of those three-pointers, they've had to be created by the shooter, Chuck. It hasn't been an easy catch-and-shoot situation. There have been jab steps, step backs to create the space. I give EIU a lot of credit. Defensively, they've played hard, and they have definitely denied Morehead State's low post offense.
Left hash inbound. Thomas for Morehead State. Again, 18.3 seconds to go in the half. In it comes to Thelwell. Thelwell on Booker. They're matching man-to-man and very tight right now. 12 seconds to go. Drew drives the right side, hands it back to Lathan there, back toward the sideline. To Thelwell, high left, Ricks down low to Minix, has to save it in at the baseline. 2 seconds to go, floats up a wild shot!
Swish! And that's how the half ends. What a shot! Minix falling out of bounds, cans the high arching jumper. Wow!
That was a heck of a shot by Riley Minix, who ends his first half with 7 points. And we're at halftime here at Groninger Arena. On that desperation jumper by Riley Minix that he knocked down. Your score at the break, Morehead State 36, Eastern Illinois 23. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis coming back to talk about the first 20 minutes of play here in a couple of minutes on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. It's OVC action and Moorhead State looking to run its league mark to 4-0, halfway home on top at the break over Eastern Illinois, 36-23, and it was a hard-working first half for Moorhead State. Tom Lewis, when I think about this ball game, every point they got, Eastern Illinois' defense made them pay the price and work for it, and nothing came easy.
How in the world the Eagles are shooting just a tenth of a point below 52% in that first half? I have no idea, Chuck. The EIU really played some solid defense in the half court. Points in the paint where we thought MSU could excel tonight, had the size advantage. It's 10-10 down low. The Eagles are having to scratch and claw. We talked about the fact that Drew Thelwell, who leads the OVC in assists, only has two so far tonight. The Eagles seven as a team, but most of their points are being self-created by the shooter, having to create space, particularly on the perimeter. EIU, I give them a lot of credit. They are denying and making it really difficult. But the MSU so far stepping up to the challenge, making better than half of their shots, and a respectable 6 of 16 from three-point range.
Let's go ahead and go by the numbers. Courtesy of Whitaker Bank, Moorhead State leads 36-23 at Eastern Illinois at a half. For the Panthers, they have two players already in double figures. Their star Tiger Booker has 10, also with 10, Kendall Davis. The only other EIU player to score was Cooper Jacoby. He has three. They only had three players put points on the board in the first 20 minutes. EIU 9 of 24 from the field, 37.5%, 0 of 5 outside the arc from the line, 5 of 9 out-rebounded by Moorhead, 23-10. EIU with two assists, three turnovers, two steals. Moorhead State getting a game-high 18 points from Jordan Lathan, who already has a double-double because he has 10 rebounds to date. Meanwhile, after that, Riley Minix was 7. He hit that desperation, dazzling 12-foot jumper as the horn was sounding as he was falling out of bounds baseline left at the end of the first half. Wow, what a shot it was. Khalil Thomas with 4, 3 points for Deontay Miles, 2 points each. Drew Thelwell, Eddie Ricks, Zach Iemi, Jerome Mortons got on the floor but didn't score. MSU 14 of 27 from the field, 51.9%, 6 of 16 outside the arc, 2 of 5 at the line. Again, outboarding EIU 23-10. MSU with 6 offensive rebounds, 7 assists, 8 turnovers, no steals. At the half in Charleston, Morehead State leads Eastern Illinois 36-23. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we're looking at a kind of revamp within the departments that you look over, and that is the transition of Convergent Media to its kind of new form as media evolves.
Yeah, I mean, Convergent Media was started about a dozen years ago, and at that time, that was certainly the buzzword of the day, and the upper administration thought that was a good idea. Some of the faculty were not as impressed about it, but nonetheless, it was mm-hmm. what it was. But since we were in the process of revamping some of the curriculum of the program, it seemed a good time to also consider revamping the name of the program.
And that name is?
Media Production and Journalism. Nice, simple, straight. It's obvious what it is. There's no confusion about what it is, I think.
And so some of the changes were made to general education, and then some of the courses within what used to be CVM, what is now Media Production and Journalism.
Yeah, correct. I mean, they still show up in the catalog as CVM classes, but that is going to be in process of being changed to MPJ. Mm-hmm. Not that that's that relevant, but mm-hmm. just so that it's not confusing at all.
Right.
But yeah, we changed a number of things. I mean, there's the core classes, and we made some changes to that. We removed a class, we added a couple of classes, and then in the elective blocks, you know, over the last dozen years, we've had a number of courses that have been put on the books, and obviously those courses weren't part of the program, so we've added those into the program, and then we've kind of moved a few around that didn't seem maybe as relevant, lost a couple that didn't seem as relevant as well.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that students learn within this program?
Well, that's the beauty of it. They learn everything from writing to producing to directing to shooting, doing the videography. It's really a one-stop shop for production and journalism. So they'll have the opportunity to work for a newspaper, and more often than not, they'll be able to get their work in some of the local papers around the state of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So they'll get some bylines. They'll be able to do video production, documentary production, get some of that work potentially on PBS. They'll be able to work for the TV station here on campus and produce the live half-hour newscast that happens every Thursday at 5 o'clock. They'll have the opportunity to work here at the radio station, mm-hmm. which is where I'm sitting right now, and I happen to see a couple of my fellow students just over in the other room there working. So.
That's right, yes. And what are some of the challenges of this program?
I think the biggest challenge of the program is giving the students enough time to do the work. Students today are stretched so thin, right? They're taking 15, 18 credits. They've got another job or two.
Yeah.
They maybe have a wife or a husband. They might even have a couple of children. And, you know, being able to carve out the amount of time necessary because, yeah, you got to do well in your classes. You got to get good grades. I don't bother that at all. I don't think that's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But they got to do the work outside of the classroom to really be able to make their work shine. I mean, again, it's all about the real, R-E-E-L. They got to have a good portfolio, a good thing that shows what they've actually done. They go in and say, I got a straight 4.0, they'll shake your hand and say, well done, but they're not going to necessarily give you the job.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, thank you for explaining the changes and challenges and joys of this program. Thanks so much for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Morehead State leads 36-23 as we get set for the second half here at Eastern Illinois. Some other scores quickly from elsewhere in the conference. Western Illinois at the half leads at UT Martin 35-30. SIU Edwardsville at home on top at the half over Southern Indiana 33-26. And in one more game, Lindenwood on the road leads at Southeast Missouri 34-29, also at the half. Again, 36-23, Morehead State on top at Eastern Illinois. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
36-24, Moorhead State. Rather, 36-23, Moorhead State leads with Eastern Illinois. Second half about to come up. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis. We talked about earlier tonight, the MSU women got a win here at EIU, 69-67 in a thriller. For the Eastern Illinois men, they've got their starting five out there. Booker, Sawyer, Shelton, Davis, and Jacoby. Moorhead State answering with its opening five. Thelwell, Latham, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. EIU will have the ball. Midcourt, near side to put in play. Shelton inbounds backcourt to Booker, coming across the line. Skips it high right to Davis, trying to curl around. Minix to the lane, lays it up over Miles and scores it. Nick Riley off the dribble, and Miles trying to help with just a tad late. Yep.
Aggressive, taking it right to the hoop, right out of the half.
Thomas, right wing against the man-to-man. One step left and out to Miles. Miles plays it down, left to right, coming along the arc. Thelwell down low, Minix, a layup at the other end, baseline right, he puts it home.
Nice feed by Thelwell, who's been relatively quiet tonight, but a great bounce pass led Minix right to the hoop.
Minix with nine, the lead still at 13 for Moorhead State, 38-25. Shelton at the other end, free throw line jumper, missed it, got his own rebound as the ball ricocheted off the glass. He'll circle back out to his left and back down the right sideline, hand it to Davis, up top Jacoby, far side. Curling for it, Shelton, drive to the right block. Kick out Shelton, right corner wide open. Booker, he'll fake, drive to the baseline. Wrap around Lamp and score with a left hand. Marty Simmons is upset about something. And I'm not sure what it was, because I
either
didn't see exactly what he thought might have occurred. After Booker scored the layup, I thought Moorhead State would get the inbound, which it will. Now the officials are coming over as a trio to confer, and Preston Spradlin would like an explanation. He's going to call over Riley Minix to talk to him for a moment, along with Drew Thelwell.
They're going to call a timeout and perhaps review something here, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they saw a flagrant after the play or something like that. Or I'm not sure. Let's go ahead and step aside. 18:58 to play in this ballgame. Early second half, 38-27. Moorhead State on top at Eastern Illinois on the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Well, according to our crack sports information director at Moorhead State, Matt Schabert, that basket by Booker is being questioned because the first shot that was missed by Shelton. They're trying to see if it hit the rim. If it didn't hit the rim, that could be a shot clock violation against MSU, or rather against EIU, and Booker's basket would not count. But apparently that's not the case because the 2 points are remaining on the board for the Panthers. Morehead State will have it to inbound to go right to left, 94 feet. Some backcourt pressure by Booker as Minix inbounds looking for Thelwell. Those are the only two Eagles and right. Ball comes in to Drew. Booker will chase him from three-quarter court as he backpedals. Man-to-man, EIU. Thelwell right hash, clears it back out to Miles up front. Left to right coming out for Thomas to the far side. Thelwell down low, Minix baseline right, double team. Riley trapped, lost it, got it back. Feeds a pass out straight away. Thomas, near side Lathan, catch and shoot three. Off the glass and nothing else. Fight for the rebound. Minix has it. Tries to save it in. Got it to Thelwell, but he stepped out of bounds with it. And Morehead State with a turnover. That's number nine on the Eagles this evening. So now Morehead State dropping inside the half-court line to defend as Booker comes across. Left-hand dribble. Left hash coming back. Sawyer to his right. Davis out front. Booker at the right arm. Booker driving to the right baseline to the corner, trying to get in on Thelwell, knocked away by Miles, and a steal for Morehead State. Thelwell with it. Good job by Deontay Miles.
Seven-footer going down against a 5'10 guard to take it away.
Right hash, Lathan. Crossover dribble. High left, Thomas. Near wing, Minix. One step left. Near corner, Thomas. Catch and shoot. Three! Yes, sir! Seven now for Khalil.
That stroke, when he is feeling it, is as smooth as a barbershop shave, Chuck.
41-27, like that. 14-point Morehead lead, 17:50 to go. Out front, Jacoby on Miles. Far side, Davis. He'll try a three ball himself and rain it down good. He's got 15 points. He's feeling it tonight for his team.
Came in averaging, what, less than eight a game.
Yeah. 41-30, Morehead State. Thelwell, the Minix, top of the arc. He'll drive the near arc. Back out to Miles. High right, Thelwell on Booker. Wide left, Thomas had a screen momentarily, didn't use it. Down the near side, Lathan, ankle drive, pull up. Ball stripped away at the free throw line by Sawyer. Picked up by Booker, right side to Davis. To the lane he goes, and nothing doing there on Thomas. Back behind him, Shelton, right hash, Booker. Booker turns left, comes between the circles, takes it down the left wing to Davis. Davis back out to Jacoby, 16 to shoot. To the near side, Shelton, jump and shoot from the free throw line. Skims the iron, no. Miles aboard for Morehead State. Up the left sideline, Drew Thelwell. Thelwell to the offensive end, slowing it down. 23 on the shot timer. Thelwell takes it right, gets it to the cutting. Miles in the hole as he goes up for the shot. Ball stripped away by Corey Sawyer, who will have his third foul. That will send Deontay Miles to the free throw line when we return, because we have a timeout. 16:46 remains in this ball game at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. It's Morehead State 41, Eastern Illinois 30 on the Eagles Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IG in Moorhead. USDA boneless beef chuck roast is only $5.99 a pound. Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's entrees are specially priced at just $2. And the 3-pound bag of Clementine mandarins is only $3.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IG in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Moorhead State leads at Eastern Illinois 41-30 with 16:46 to play in the second half. Now let's go by the numbers. Moorhead State at 53.3% from the field. EIU 41.4. That three moments ago by Kendall Davis of the Panthers, their first triple of the ball game. They're now 1-6 outside the arc. Conversely, MSU is 7-18 at the line. Moorhead 2-5. EIU 5-9 rebounding, 25-11 Moorhead State. MSU leads in turnovers, 10-4. Moorhead State 2-5 at the line, as we talked about. We'll have Deontay Miles, charity stripe left to shoot two after being fouled on the first foul of the second half by EIU, the third of the game on Corey Sawyer.
One other quick number before Miles shoots free throws. Moorhead State has held EIU to only two fast break points in this game. We talked about how EIU's making Moorhead State work for everything. Moorhead State's doing the same to the Panthers.
Two for Miles, line left. Deontay looks up, left hand flip, line drive, front of the rim, and kicks back, no good. That thing was about, 14 feet, 11 inches.
Yeah,
it needed one more inch to go in. Deontay with the second one. He's got 3 points tonight, 1-3 at the line, and planks that one out, no good either. Floor rebound, battling for it. Thomas, big pileup toward the left elbow. Two Eagles and one Panther, and Moorhead State basketball on the possession line. So it all worked out, I guess, if Moorhead State can cash in with points now on this trip.
Miles at the free throw line, he almost looks like he's trying to throw a dart rather than shoot a basketball.
Looks like a man wearing a pair of shoes that are about a size too small.
Yeah.
Just very uncomfortable. Left hash inbound, Khalil Thomas, 20 on the shot clock, out to the logo, and fell well. Drew backs it up a bit, now starts forward on Booker, man-to-man EIU, right hash coming up the sideline. Thomas skips it out to Minix up top. High right, Miles, and now we've got a moving screen foul against Moorhead State. And it's going to go on Miles. It's his third, and he'll be out momentarily, most likely. And that's the first team foul for Moorhead State in the second half. Booker with his team down 11. Offensive end on Thelwell. Toward the left corner, Jacoby driving on Miles to the lane. Kick out straight away, Booker. Around the right to Shelton, driving on Thomas to the baseline. Double team, splits the double team, missed the short shot, tap up by Davis, no. Ball ricochets left block to Thelwell, Moorhead State. Long clear left sideline, Thomas. Catch and shoot three, high off the back of the rim. No offensive rebound, Miles, a fake, a layup and a miss, tapped up by Minix. Free throw line rebound, Jacoby and EIU ahead to Davis and the Panthers on the run. Toward the left corner, down the baseline, on the drive. Sawyer runs over the top of Jordan Latham. Did they count that basket?
I believe they did.
Whoa.
That's NBA-level continuation right there.
Jordan Latham's first foul. So a possible three-point play coming for Corey Sawyer of EIU. His first field goal of the ball game. Miles out. Eddie Ricks in for MSU. Miles with those three fouls having to sit down. Moorhead State with two team fouls now in the second half. Sawyer at the line, really good, 87% on the year. Free throw up and a miss. Left block rebound. That's the jinx right there.
Yep. Ricks, that rebound. Eagles going a little bit smaller, going with Ricks instead of Iyemi to replace Miles with those three personals.
Near hash, Thelwell to his right, head of the key. Minix right behind him. Thelwell comes for it. Thelwell down, left of the lane. Inside with a layup with the two hands. It's Minix who thought he was fouled. 11 for Riley as he goes into double figures. 43-32 MSU, 15:30 to play. Davis, high left, moves free throw line, threw it down low to Shelton, right by him out of bounds, baseline, turnover, 3IU number 5. Good defense by Jordan Latham. He was hip-to-hip with the intended receiver on that pass.
And on the other end, Drew Thelwell all of a sudden up to 5 assists in the game.
Thelwell the other way on Booker, left of the logo to the offensive end of the near hash. Turns right off the double screen up top. Down low, Minix fakes, lays it up, puts it home off the glass, and a foul on Davis. He'll get a free throw.
And make it 6 assists for Drew Thelwell with that feed down low.
Good cut by Riley Minix.
Eagles have had some success with that since about midway, two-thirds of the way through the first half. Finally started finding that cutter off the low block, and Minix, two straight trips, the beneficiary of a helper from Thelwell to get points.
Third foul on EIU for Davis, number two. Minnick's going to the free throw line for the first time in this ball game. He's got 13 points at the line this year. Riley is second in the OVC at 87.5%. Squats down, shoots, hits. He's got the three-point play. Now 14 points for the game. 46-32, the MSU lead at 14 with 15-10 to play. Booker down central, runs the right arc and back to Shelton, wide left to Sawyer. Far sideline, Sincere Malone, who just came in. Clears it back out to Jacoby on Ricks, driving, turning right to his left, back to his right, puts it off the glass and in from short range.
It's about as smooth as Jacoby has looked all night. He's worked his butt off, but has looked a bit awkward. That was a really nice move on his part, that trip.
He's got five MSU offensive end. On the drive, Thomas, he got to the goal. Up and under he goes. Missed it, but drew the foul. He'll get two.
Don't see Khalil taking it to the rack off the dribble that often, but he looked sweet on that move.
He saw the opening and took it. Second foul on Sincere Malone is for the Panthers, by my count, 1, 2, 3 now. And line left for two. Khalil Thomas, one of two at the line. He has 7 points in the game. Free throw up. It'll roll and go.
Happy to see you've been working on your math skills.
That's what I do in my off time.
Nicely done.
I just can't master that Pythagorean theorem, you know, just like all over it, you just can't find it. Second one up and a miss, a rebound tap to the left corner. Ricks chases it off the hardwood, saves it in to the logo. Thelwell, high right, Latham, almost out of control. Back to Thelwell, 16 to shoot as Drew slows it down. Now what? As they stop play, and I'm not sure why. 15 showing on the shot clock. Morehead State will have an inbound just inside the left hash in the front court as Jerome Morton will come in for Morehead State. And let's see who comes out. Looks like it'll be
Thomas.
Thomas, yep. I think there was an issue with the shot clock. They'll wind it down to 13. Inbound Morton, wide left, Thelwell. Drew fakes, comes right off the double screen up top near side to Ricks. He'll catch, shoot the three, spins out, no rebound. Malone, as he tapped it to himself, midcourt, left sideline, Shelton. Shelton stops at the wing. He'll drive to the baseline. Stop and pop from 15. Rebound.
Well, that's got to be over the back.
To Morton, but he's hammered, knocked down on a foul on Cooper Jacoby of EIU. His first is the Panthers' fourth. And so Morehead State will inbound baseline right to go the distance with 14-14 to play in the ballgame. MSU up by 13, 47-34. Thelwell through the logo. Down the left wing. Turns back to his right. Stops at the side. Back behind him up the sideline, Lathan. Head of the key, Ricks. Alley-oops, a pass inside. It hits the rim. He was looking for Minix. It's technically, I guess, a shot, and Booker has the rebound, and he'll clear it off down the floor at the right side to Sawyer. He'll drive, walk with it, puts up a shot blocked by Lathan in the lane. Jacoby, his shot blocked by Minix. MSU with a possible 3-on-1 ahead to Thelwell. They have to slow it down. Back to Minix. And a goal! Right hand, tomahawk, slam-a-roo!
Eagles made lemonade out of lemons. Theirs. Minix's pass to Thelwell was off the mark, but with the delay, that opened the lane for Minix to go straight to the rack, and a great pass by Thelwell.
16 points for Riley in the ball game in Morehead State with the timeout call. Has the lead, 13-31. Left to play, it's Morehead State 49, Eastern Illinois 34. I'm Chuck Meraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your
glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Morehead State on top with 13:31 left to go at Eastern Illinois. The Eagles lead 49-34. Kind of a sloppy three-on-one fast break. Morehead State, though, converts with a dunk by Riley Minix. First fast break points of the ball game for MSU, and Minix with 16 markers to lead Morehead. Well, he doesn't lead Morehead. Lathan still with 18, so you got two Eagles in twin figures. Topping EIU is Kendall Davis with 15. Morehead State dominating on the glass, 32-16 in terms of total rebounds. MSU with 10 offensive boards, but Morehead State with 11 turnovers. EIU with 5. You pointed something out interesting, though, about that, Tom.
Yeah, 11-5. Morehead State's turned it over 6 more times, but when you look at points off of turnovers, Morehead State actually has the 9-4 advantage.
Those are by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. At the line, Booker, 22 on the shot clock, works it on Morton. Runs by Drone, got to the left block, to the goal, scoops it up, partially tipped by Iemi, who just came in, but the ball went in. MSU by 13. Ricks controls, down the left wing, works it off Fellwell. He'll circle out front, high right, Lathan. Right angle drive to the hole, Euro step with a left-hand scoop and a miss off the glass. Rebound Sincere Malone at the baseline. Riau, midcourt, left sideline, Booker. Booker down the wing a ways, works on Fellwell, tries to angle in. Spin to his left, put up the short shot, blocker behind by Emmy, but right to Malone, who missed the gimme layup. Ball comes down to another EIU player, Rodolfo Belice, and they're able to miss another shot. Morehead State with another rebound.
Wow.
How did they do that?
No clue.
Two point-blank shots that they couldn't convert on. Fellwell fakes, right side. Morton, catch and shoot three, off the glass of nothing else. Rebound saved in Lathan to Ricks. Ricks looking for the wraparound layup, puts it up, off the glass, it'll roll and go. And
they're saying no basket.
Not count it because there was a foul before the shot. It will go on Rodolfo Belice, who just came in for EIU. The 6'8", 240-pound junior from Brazil. As Khalil Thomas checks into the Morehead lineup, out goes Jerome Morton. Jerome's still working on that three-point shot for the year. He has struggled outside the arc. It's 4 of 27 now.
Some interesting body language during that stoppage. Four of the Eagles were huddled. Jordan Lathan was not one of them. He was kind of off by himself.
20 on the shot clock.
Deep in thought.
Morehead stayed inbounds, fell well at the right half. Works left off the screen for Miami. Picks up the dribble, and now we've got a whistle and something away from the ball. Iemi got tangled up with Sincere Malone, and one of those number fives will be getting a foul, I do believe.
And I sincerely think it's Sincere Malone.
And for Malone, his third. Team foul 6 on EIU.
The reason I point that out with Lathan not huddled with his teammates, Jordan with 18 points, but he has not scored since halftime.
So Morehead State, a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Baseline left, almost under the glass. Will inbound. Eddie Ricks was going to do it. Now Jordan Lathan will switch up and do the honors as he triggers. Against that man-to-man. Clears it out to Fellwell. Catches over Sawyer at the near hash. Back to the right side. Open Ricks. Driving baseline right. Got to the goal. Left. Bottom of the iron. No. Rebound EIU. Panthers with it. Sincere Malone to Shelton. To Booker at the right sideline at the midcourt line. Back up top, Malone. Far side to Sawyer. He'll come right to the free throw line. Back up top of the key and clear his dribble out to Belice. Right hash, Booker. Booker moves in. 19-foot jumper straight away. Misses. Rebound slapped to the far sideline. Saved in by Shelton. Three Eagles had that thing surrounded. None of them got it. Belice head of the key with 14 to shoot. Right side, Booker trying to spin on Ricks. Takes it left. Straight away, Malone. Far side at the arc, Shelton. Five to shoot. He'll fire up a long three off the iron. No. Baseline left floor rebound. Fellwell and MSU.
Eagles did a phenomenal job defensively guarding against the curl around screens that time. help side and switch. They did it beautifully.
Iami to Lathan inside the right hash. One step right, back out to Thelwell. Right hash, Ricks. Right corner. Thomas, the drive, the scoop, the miss off the right side of the rim. Malone, a rebound. Now here's a steal by Lathan, and a hole in the layup. Oh, it spins out of the cylinder, no good. Malone, another rebound. Great steal by Lathan, but he couldn't finish. And now we've got a technical foul called against Morehead State's Preston Spradlin. Preston doesn't get many of them. But when he does, you can tell he gets his money's worth. 49-36, Morehead State with a 13-point lead and 10:57 to go in the game. And Preston giving the group of officials a stare down as he heads back to his team huddle.
I remember an incident a few years ago at the OVC tournament where Preston got absolutely livid and Janai Broom physically restrained Preston from getting any closer to the referee. And we were talking to Preston after the game. He said, I don't get mad. It's just a show to get my team fired up.
Well, that might do it. But
yep.
Meanwhile, Eastern Illinois will get a free throw opportunity and then the basketball. Likely to shoot the free throws, either Booker or Sawyer. Both of them well above 80% from the line. Davis leads EIU with 15 points. Booker has 14.
Serena Williams.
Neither team shooting it very well here lately.
All right, 15 seconds on the clock. Our contestant,
EIU,
ready, set,
one of its
go.
Last nine. Morehead State, one of its last eight.
That pretty much does
it. As we talked about, it's been kind of a fist fight here tonight in Charleston. A physical, tough, bruising ball game. Neither team giving an inch defensively. And I guess we have a timeout on the floor that we weren't told about, so we'll take one. 10:57 to go in the ball game here in Charleston. Morehead State 49, Eastern Illinois 36. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
49-36, Morehead State leads by 13. Booker will be at the line to shoot the technical for EIU. 10:57 to play in the ballgame. Not sure why Preston Spradlin got upset. Tom, maybe he thought there was too much contact on either the shot by Minix or the shot by Lathan after the steal. Booker, line right, free throw up and in.
In all honesty, they've been letting him play pretty hard at both ends.
It's Booker with
physical,
a second one.
But I think it's been equally officiated on both ends.
Booker's second one up and through. So he's got 16 points to lead EIU. Panthers now within 11 will have the basketball. Trying to cut the deficit into single digits. Left hash inbound, 26 to shoot. Shelton back out toward the line. Booker at the logo on Thelwell. MSU still man-to-man like always. Booker plays it down, wants Davis, popping out far wing, hands it at the sideline to Sawyer, back out top to Booker. Booker on the drive, right corner, Shelton launching a three and swishing it.
It's their second three-pointer of the night.
Well, that gets him within eight, so that's essentially a five-point play for Eastern Illinois. Thelwell high right, straight away Miles to his left, coming up the arc, left to right, Thomas out front, takes the pass, skips it left wing, Lathan, catch and shoot three, skims the iron, no. Right of the lane, the rebound, Shelton. down the floor to Booker. Booker on the drive on Thelwell, got to the goal, wraparound left side, high off the glass and in.
Best Harry Houdini imitation of the night.
18 for Tiger Booker, and now it's a six-point game for Morehead State. Eagles in the offensive end. Thomas bounce out front. Minix outside the left elbow. Miles back behind him, right to left. There's Latham down low. Feeds it to Miles, who stuffs it. Five now for Deontay Miles. Morehead State needed that basket. Stem the bleeding. Eagles up by eight again, 51-43. EIU offensive end. Booker out front straight away, driving into Miles. Tries a wild shot that missed everything. The air ball cleared off by Thomas. Baseline left up the near sideline to Thelwell. Thelwell on Shelton. Right side, catch and shoot three. Thomas, side of the rim, no. Right block, rebound. Shelton for the Panthers. Drives it down the far sideline to the hash and turns right. Bumps into Lathan. They're going to call an offensive foul, I think, on Jacoby for that screen or attempted correct. Screen.
I want to go back to that Deontay Miles slam dunk. Another thing about that, Chuck, was the assist on that went to Jordan Lathan. And he has struggled mightily in the second half tonight. 18 points in the game, zero since halftime. But finding a way to still contribute in a positive way on the offensive end and finding the open man on that cut.
Jacoby's second foul, seventh on EIU. Morehead State, the bonus is Lathan controls up top. Driving left to the lane, the runner from the baseline with a left hand. Off the window and in.
And on cue, his first bucket of half number two.
Give him 20 in the ballgame. 53-43, MSU back up by double figures. 8:58 to play. Booker out front, bounce left elbow outside it to Davis. Davis runs high right with the ball. Cuts left, gets to the lane, turns, fades, and fires from a free throw line. Missed it off the lip of the rim. Jacoby the rebound. Right side, Shelton a three, nothing but no. His second triple, and now he's got 6 points. He's hit two in a row from outside the arc. 53-46, Morehead. Thelwell runs the right side. Back out to Miles between the circles. Left wing, Thomas. Thomas clears it out to Thelwell to reset. 15 on the shot timer. Right hash, Lathan. Coming out top, Miles to the right block, and Minix, a whistle stops play as Riley tries to catch the pass. And a foul on Cooper Jacoby of EIU, his third, eighth on the Panthers, and that should send Morehead State's Riley Minix line left for 1+1.
He really wanted the ball that trip. Worked from the left side to the right side along the low block, and both sides was just almost begging for the basketball.
16 points for Minix, a free throw up and in. Riley will earn the second one now. 17 points for him, 5 rebounds. Jerome Morton checks in for Jordan Lathan for MSU. Lathan with 20 points, as we talked about, just hitting his first two of the second half moments ago. Minix with the second one, pounds it down, line left. Looks up, right hand push, back of the rim, no. Inside the lane, the rebound, Davis. For EIU, Panthers control. 54-46, Morehead State. Booker, bounce head of the key to his right, Jacoby. To his left, coming around, left to right for Shelton, driving on Morton to the baseline. Triple team, puts up a shot, blocked away out of bounds by Miles. He just swatted that thing into the wall.
There was help side, weak side help, and then I think weak side help.
Yeah.
Three defenders surrounding him as he released the ball. About Shelton.
And he'll inbound, baseline right, 14 on the shot clock. Minix in his face. Morehead matching man-to-man. Shelton looks in, and now what do we have here? Foul away from the ball. It looks like Morehead State's Khalil Thomas with his first personal. Foul number three and a half on the Eagles. And that rewinds the shot clock to 20. That's important. Shelton baseline right. We'll try again with the inbound. Sawyer on the skip feed at the right corner. Circles out front, leaves it for Booker. Booker drives the right sideline, leaves it on the hop for Shelton. He'll turn left, come free throw line, slip and fall. Somehow kept his dribble. Picks up the dribble, wide left. Up top, Jacoby, six to shoot, high right, Davis. Turning left on Thomas. Fades outside the arc, fires a wild three off the glass. Shot clock violation. Ball ricocheted away to Drew Thelwell of Morehead State.
So just a play on.
Yep, keep going, Thelwell. High right, comes wide left, back to Minix at the right wing, and out to Thelwell. 16 to shoot, Thelwell, crossover dribble, top of the key toward the right elbow, and now a foul away from the ball. They got Jacoby holding Miles, his fourth personal. And this will be a 1-1 at the line for Deontay Miles. But that will happen when we return. We've got a media timeout. 7:26 to play at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. It's Morehead State 54, Eastern Illinois 46. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Well, Morehead State with 7:26 left to go at Eastern Illinois, leads the Panthers 54-46. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. Let's go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Morehead State in this ball game, shooting 45.7%, EIU 36.7%. Outside the arc, Morehead 7 of 23, the Panthers 3 of 10. At the free throw line, neither team much of a bargain there. Morehead just 5 of 12. At the charity stripe, as for EIU, 7 of 12. Rebounding to Morehead, 37-28. Turnovers, 11-7 MSU.
That fourth foul on Jacoby, pretty big. He only has 5 points in the game, but five rebounds, which is second best on the team tonight, and a team-high four assists, and really has been about the only consistent low-post threat tonight for the Panthers, and now with four fouls.
Miles line left, one in the bonus. First one on the way. Bangs it off the iron twice and a miss, and now we've got a whistle and another foul on the play against Eastern Illinois. This is on Shelton on the rebound. That's his third. Team 9 on EIU. And let's see, Miles at the line is 2 of 5 for the evening. Was it a lane violation, Tom?
Must have been a lane violation.
Lane violation. EIU, though, does have 19 fouls. Miles, 1+1 line left. Looks up, squats, left-hand push, line drive way too strong. Kicks off the heel of the iron and a foul. Now Shelton gets a foul because he pushed Riley Minix into the lane.
Now they may be calling it a lane violation again. Because Miles will stay at the line.
Yeah, I thought Minix would be going. So, no foul again. They move Shelton back on the other side of the line, on the free throw lane, rather, at the back end. Minix will stand in there on the near side, and Miles will head to the free throw line, and guess what?
Third time's the charm.
He makes the first one off the iron twice and good.
He makes the first one after three tries.
Deontay
makes the first after three.
With the second one, that line drive is true. That was right down the middle. Not much margin for error, though, with that type of shot, but it was good, and he made them both. And it's Morehead by 10, 56-46. Booker outside the left elbow to Belise, who's in. Look for Davis instead to his right, head of the key, Booker. Booker driving on Morton. High right coming forward, Shelton. Shelton on Lathan. Clears it back out right hash. Sawyer toward the corner. Davis. Davis circling left to the lane. Dump feed toward the left corner. Shelton baseline 16-footer right down the middle.
Sweet jumper.
8 points for Nikhil Shelton. 56-48, Morehead State. Minix at the logo controls. 22 to shoot. Down low, Thomas has two defenders on him and has the ball taken away by Shelton. Left sideline, Sawyer. Sawyer driving into Miles. Right corner open. Davis for three. Bangs it off the rim. Rebound fought for. Free throw line. Miles took it away to Morton. Down the floor. Cut off and stolen by Davis. He was looking for Lathan, who was cutting off the left angle. 56-48, Morehead. Belise, left elbow on Miles. Gets it to the cutting Booker. Pass tip, got it. Missed the layup, though. Couldn't convert. Lathan the board for Morehead State. He's got 11 rebounds in this game. Lathan across the timeline, left-hand dribble toward the hash, leaves it there for Thomas. Popping out front for it, Minix. Minix wide left to Miles. Miles down the wing a ways. Lost his dribble, but gave it to Lathan. Lathan runs into Booker, 12 to shoot. To the left block. Fakes, puts it up with the left hand, rolls in and out, no. Far side of the lane, Davis the board for EIU. He'll race the other way. Take it all the way down coast to coast into Minix, who blocks his shot and picks up a foul. Third on Riley. Fourth on Morehead State. Comes with 5:48 to play. Thelwell and Rick's about to come in for MSU. Shooting foul, so Davis will be line right to shoot a couple. He's 2 of 4 at the free throw line. It has 15 points. Davis squats down, looks up. First freebie on the way. As it scoops out. Leaving for Morehead State, Morton and Miles. As they make the change, 5:48 to go. MSU by 8 points. Davis with a second free throw. We talked about coming into this game, 57% from the line. Pounds it down, looks up, lines it up, shoots it, and it kicks out no good. Floor rebound to Thomas near the left elbow as he took it away from a couple of Panthers.
Davis has been pretty quiet after a hot start in this game, too. 15 points, but I think he had, what, 12 at halftime? 10 or 12?
Thelwell, right to left to Lathan out front. To Minix between the circles. Right hash Lathan, 10 on the shot clock. 8 to shoot. Jordan trying to move in on Booker. Fights his way to the baseline. Puts up a short shot. No, tapped up and in, though, by Minix. As he did it over a defender. Riley Minix. 19 points. 58-48, Morehead State. 5:07 to go. Booker right hash. Clears it out to Belise at the top of the key. Down the right arc to Shelton. Shelton on Thomas. Right corner, Booker. 16 on the shot timer. He'll circle back to his left between the rings. Go down low. Lost it. Davis as the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover for EIU. That's number 6 on the Panthers. 4:51 left to play. Morehead State up by 10. Thelwell down the middle on Sawyer. Works off the Rick screen. Right sideline. Leaves it for Lathan. He'll curl out front. Pass tip, but he got it to Rick's cross court. Left wing. Near corner, Thomas. Back out to Eddie Ricks. Ricks on Belise. Beats him off the dribble. Gets to the goal with a scoop and score. That was a big speed mismatch, and you could see it.
Yep. Ricks recognized it beautifully.
6 points for Eddie. And now a timeout called by EIU head coach Marty Simmons. 12-point Morehead State lead. We have a media break as well. We'll step aside. 4:22 left to play in this ball game. Morehead State on the road leads at Eastern Illinois 60-48. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Heading toward the stretch drive of this ball game in Charleston, Illinois at Groninger Arena. And I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Moorhead State leads by 12 over host Eastern Illinois in this OVC battle. 60-48 from here. Both MSU basketball teams will be heading over to SIU Edwardsville in the St. Louis area for a couple of Saturday contests. But let's focus on winning this one first. The MSU women got a win earlier tonight. Now the Moorhead men trying to make it a doubleheader sweep.
Eagle women with their win moving to a tie for second place here in the early going in the OVC. 3-1 in conference play.
26 to shoot. Shelton left hash inbound after the timeout. Booker out top, takes the pass, runs to the right arc, clears it out to Jacoby. Left wing, Shelton backboard, driving on Lathan, shoves off with the right elbow, puts it up with the left hand off the window and in. Boy, that could have been an offensive foul real easy.
Yep.
10 points now for Nikhil Shelton. Near side, Thelwell controls, runs to his right, top of the key, near wing, coming up the sideline, Lathan out to Ricks. Down low, Minix on the catch. Double team splits him. Five-footer. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. He'll get two free throws. And that foul will go on Shelton, his fourth. And that's the 10th on EIU. So Moorhead State with 3:53 left to play going into the double bonus. Riley Minix line left for two. Minix.
Wow. Minix at the line. Shooting two.
Has done yeoman's-like work here for MSU in this ball game. 19 points. First free throw gives him 20. He'll have a second.
Is it a stretch to say Moorhead State has two of the leading contenders for OVC Player of the Year?
Lathan and Minix? No, yep. It's not a stretch at all. Minix also has six rebounds, looking for point 21, gets it to go. 62-50, Moorhead State, 3:53 to go. Booker across the line at the emblem. High left coming out, Shelton on Lathan. Off the Jacoby screen, gets it baseline, right, driving. Davis, reverse layup, missed it. Minix aboard for MSU. Thelwell controls. Right-hand dribble toward the far hash, front court. Off the screen from Ricks. Now they double-team him. Now a back-out ball knocked away mid-court. And it was knocked out by Davis, so MSU will keep it. Davis looking for the steal and score. Couldn't quite get there as he chased that ball to the sideline, but it beat him to the sideline and across. Thomas on the inbound, midcourt. 16 to shoot into Thelwell. Thelwell on Sawyer. Straight away, Minix. The long three for Riley Swish! Whoa! That was about 24 feet out.
Moorhead State timeout after that make. 30-second timeout.
Riley Minix with 24 points. Still trying to go to that circus shot he hit
up
to end the first half. He was falling out of bounds. Baseline left 12 feet out and hit this high arching jumper with two defenders on top of him. Looked like Larry Bird.
Sure did. That's an excellent, excellent comparison.
65-50, Moorhead State looking good. 15-point lead with 3:19 to go.
It's the largest lead of the night for MSU and good time to see it with under 4 minutes to go.
This is an improved EIU ball club, though.
Oh, absolutely, Chuck. And I've been very impressed. I mean, MSU still shooting a solid 41% from the field, but a lot of that has been hard-earned and you know, like the Minix circus shot at the end of the first half. It has not come easily. EIU, especially on the defensive end, has impressed me quite a bit tonight.
Morehead State dropping inside the half-court line to our right to defend as Booker comes across to the right hash, cut left, top of the key. Wide left, he's open, but won't shoot on Minix. Minix, who gives him a lot of space. Ball cleared out to Shelton. Shelton, crossover dribble, backs up. He'll fire a three, a knuckleballing shot. Missed it in the lane, the rebound. Morehead State's Khalil Thomas.
A little one way up to get that one.
Waits for things to clear out. Gives the ball to Thelwell. Thelwell across the line with 2:55 to go. Again, Morehead by 15. Thelwell comes left up top between the circles. Starts in, drives around Davis to the right block for the goal with a scoop and a score.
Just the fourth point of the night for Drew Thelwell, but he has worked his way up the assist tally to 8 for the game.
67-50, MSU, 2:35 to play. Booker driving on Thelwell, baseline left, puts up the 5-footer. Missed it, but a foul on Drew Thelwell. We'll send Booker to the line for 2. Fifth foul on Morehead State. Just the first personal on Drew Thelwell. Well, Thelwell is very good at picking his spots offensively and seeing when he's got the shot and when he doesn't have it. And there he had the drive and had a clear sail to the goal and got there with an easy 2. Now Booker at the other end will have 2 free throws. Looks up on the first one, fires and cans it.
That ends a scoreless streak of just over a minute, 40 seconds for the Panthers.
19 points for Tiger Booker. His team down by 16. Floats up the second free throw, and it's perfect.
Now, Chuck, you were talking about how that was the first foul on Drew Thelwell. This is game number 17 of the year. That was just his 11th personal foul of this entire season.
Some backcourt pressure as Sawyer from three-quarter court will pick up Drew Thelwell, who comes across the midcourt stripe, high left. Back to his right, double screen there. Comes wide right, back to his left. 18 to shoot, high right, wide open, Ricks, catch and shoot, 3, yes sir! 9 points for Eddie Ricks of Morehead State, 18-point lead with 2:09 to go. Booker at the left sideline leaves it for Shelton. On Ricks, Morehead man-to-man, right wing on the catch, Sincere Malone, trying to angle in on Lathan, got to the lane, bangs into him, takes it baseline left, blocked by Minix, taken off by Lathan. Now Thelwell with the basketball. Working on Sawyer toward the far hash. Leaves it inside the hash on the hop for Lathan. 16 on the shot timer, 1:41 to go. Lathan out front. Works it right wing into Jacoby. Straightaway Minix. Set shot, 3. Bangs it down. 27 points now for Riley Minix. 73-52 Morehead State with 1:24 to go. I think right now we're just deciding the final score in this ballgame. Lathan with a near steal at the near sideline, trying to buy the call from the official, pointing the other way, but they'll give it to EIU, right sideline offensive end, 1:21 to go, 22 on the shot clock with Zach Iemi and Jerome Morton checking into the Eagle lineup. Also coming in, Brady Dingus, the walk-on from Inez.
Seventh appearance of the year for Brady.
It's a 21-point ball game, but it sure hasn't felt like it, Tom.
No, it did not feel like a 21-point ball game until, like, right now. I mean, it's been a very, very competitive game on both ends of the floor.
Inbounding will be Shelton. And now what we've got, I think, Sincere Malone tangled up with Eddie Ricks. And Ricks will pick up his third foul, number 6 on MSU. Ball never even got in. The two players were trying to jockey for position when they called the foul on Ricks. Now they'll move the ball baseline right to inbound. And Kyle Shelton will trigger from there with 22 on the shot clock. Looks inside, goes right wing on the skip to Sawyer. Coming left, free throw line. In the lane, turns to his right, fades and fires from 13, side of the rim. No, Dingus the rebound, left of the lane, hands it back to Drew Thelwell with 1:10 to play.
Dingus' first rebound of the year.
Yep. Thelwell across the line on Isaiah Griffin. Left wing Morton. One bouncing back out to Ricks. Behind the back, he feeds it over his head to Dingus. Dingus controls out front. 10 to shoot. Inside a minute to play. Morton left to right back out front. 6 to shoot. Jerome on the drive into traffic. Puts up a wild shot. Knocked down And that shot got nowhere near the iron, but he did earn a couple of free throws, as Shelton just found out that's his fifth personal.
One more time, Panther fans.
It's his night with 10 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of assists.
Jerome Morton, line left, will get 2. Morton has not scored tonight. Did have a free throw in the first half, but missed it. He's 12 of 17 at the free throw line for the campaign. Lefty with the first one up, and it's right down the middle. He's got his first point. Averages at just over 2.5 points a game. EIU sending in Carson Prost, 6'3" junior from Mount Vernon, Illinois, as Shelton leaves the contest. 48.3 seconds to go. Morton, line left, cans the second free throw. He's got 2 and will retreat on defense with his teammates with 46 seconds to play. 75-52 MSU. Griffin up top, rolls left, fires a 3. Heel of the iron, no. Ricks aboard for MSU. To Drew Thelwell, 34 seconds to play. Thelwell walks it down the right sideline, offensive end, picked up there by Griffin as he crosses. He's at the logo to his left. Double screen, moves right. Back out front, Zach Iemi down the near side. Left to right out front for the handoff. Mort, 9 on the shot clock. 7, a long 3 for Jerome, and nothing but net. How about them apples? 5 for Jerome Mort. 78-52 with 11.7 seconds to go. Handshakes at the Eagle bench among teammates and coaches, as they know this one's all over, and Morehead State about to move to 4-0 in the OVC, winning its 5th straight game, 11 of its last 12. They'll be 13-4 overall. 9 seconds to go. Griffin, left angle drive, Euro step by Iemi, throws it to the corner, stolen by Morton. This ball game about to end. 2 seconds, 1 second, ball to Thelwell, and it's a Morehead State victory. Your final score from Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. Morehead State, 78. Eastern Illinois, 52. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about this ball game in our post-game report in a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, Morehead State comes away with its fourth victory in the OVC against no losses as they win tonight at Eastern Illinois going away, 78-52. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Overall now, Morehead State 13-4, 5-4 on the road. Eagles have won three games in a row and 11 of their last 12. As for the Panthers of EIU, their mini two-game winning streak ends. They're now 8-9 overall, 2-2 in conference play. Earlier tonight, as we mentioned, the MSU women picked up a nice win, knocking off EIU 69-67, so a doubleheader sweep for the folks wearing blue and gold tonight, Tom Lewis. Good night all the way around, and very strong second-half performance by the MSU men. It was 36-23 at halftime, but really I didn't feel that comfortable because I thought the Panthers were playing really hard defensively, had some good looks offensively, and I thought this might go to the wire, but Morehead State really took control in the second stanza to blow this thing open.
Yeah, I agree, Chuck. It really was a more competitive, balanced ball game than the final score would indicate, but tip of the cap to EIU. They are definitely in a much better position than they were this time last year. But Morehead State, the preseason favorite to win the OVC, exhibiting that dominance, exhibiting, really showing why they are the team that's picked to be at the cream of the crop and at the head of the pack when it's all said and done. At the end, really got it done effectively. Morehead State led 53-46 with 8:42 to go in this game, and then blew it open from there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a close game late into the contest with the result still in doubt, and the Eagles really took charge and hit some big shots, played good defense down at the other end, got some key rebounds, clutch free throws, and that's the recipe for success.
Eagles now 27-3 in January games in the last 4 years.
How about that?
Incredible.
We'll come back and look at the numbers as sponsored by Whitaker Bank. After this, as we continue our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold our own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Back on the post-game show, Morehead State wins it over Eastern Illinois on the road by a count of 78-52. MSU led at halftime 36-23. Then outscored the Panthers in the second stanza 42-29 to win this ball game by 26 points. Looking at the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for EIU, they had three players in double figures. Tiger Booker, their star, led them with 20 points. 15 points for Kendall Davis, 10 more for Nikhil Shelton. Five coming from Cooper Jacoby. Corey Sawyer, that is, added two. No other Eastern Illinois player scored in the ballgame. Panthers from the field, 20 of 58, 34.5%, 3 of 13 outside the arc, 9 of 16 from the line. Out-rebounded handily by Morehead State, 46-29. EIU with 9 offensive rebounds. Their top board man was Sincere Malone with 8. They had 9 assists, 9 turnovers, 5 steals, and 1 block shot. Flipping over to the MSU ledger, the Eagles led tonight by Riley Minix with a very strong second half. He had 20 of his 27 points, game-high 27 points after the break. From there, Jordan Lathan, good night for him, 20 points. 8 points, Khalil Thomas, 7 more. Deontay Miles, another 7 for Eddie Ricks. 5 points, Jerome Morton. 4 points for Drew Thelwell. Zach Iemi and Brady Dingus got into the ballgame but did not score. MSU ending up 28 of 55, nearly 51%, 11 of 27 outside the arc, 11 of 18 from the free throw line. Again, out-rebounding Eastern Illinois 46-29. MSU with 12 offensive rebounds. Jordan Lathan had a double-double tonight. In addition to his 20 points, he led the team with 13 rebounds. Morehead tonight passing out 16 assists, 9 of those coming off the hands of Drew Thelwell. 13 turnovers, 3 steals, 5 blocks. Riley Minix had 2 of the blocks. Again, the final score from Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. Morehead State wins 78-52 over Eastern Illinois. We'll come back and talk to MSU coach Preston Spradlin in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. The famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
And welcome back to Groninger Arena. Morehead State wins over Eastern Illinois on the road 78-52. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, this was a tough physical game tonight. Even though you guys were up by 13 points at halftime, I still felt the issue was in doubt because this is an Eastern Illinois team that plays extremely hard, very physically. But then in the second half, I mean, it was an 8-point ball game heading, I think, with about 8 minutes to go heading down the stretch. Yep. And you just pulled away and made a run out on this thing, but really didn't feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, credit them. I mean, this is a hard-playing Eastern Illinois team, and Marty does such a great job with them. They do so many different things on both sides of the ball that they're hard. You know, the average fan doesn't see that. But tonight they completely changed what they've been doing that gave them success last week to win on the road. And it really disrupted us. You know, we spend 3 days preparing for one type of ball screen coverage. They come out and do something else, you know. So our game plan's got to change a little bit. But, you know, I always just got to give credit to our guys, this older group. I've told you a number of times, you know, they're so good at applying adjustments. You know, our staff, first of all, does an unbelievable job recognizing them and communicating them. But our guys are saying, hey, man, like, you know, and that's not just on the fly. That's built up every day with what we do. But the veteran group, you know, that's what they do. And then they don't get rattled. You know, they made a run and cut it to maybe 8, like you said, in the second half. And then we just played physical. We got on the offensive glass. We rebounded well, and then we got out in transition. And then we hit a couple threes late there. Got a chance to showcase how well we shoot the ball from the perimeter. But just really proud of our guys.
You got 27 points tonight from Riley Minix, 20 of those in the second half. Jordan Latham had 20, 18 of those in the first half, kind of balanced things out.
Yep.
When you needed big shots in the first half, Jordan had those. In the second half, Riley had the big shots.
Yeah, you know, thank goodness, because, you know, like I said, our game plan against their defense, they changed it. You know, they changed what we prepared for. And J2 did a great job there in the first half, just bailing us out. You know, he bailed us out. It was just some possessions that where we were, you know, trying to do what we'd worked on. It wasn't working. And so he went and, gave us a little bit of cushion there by taking that first half over. Second half, obviously, we made our adjustments, and Riley was a big-time beneficiary from that. And Drew was as well, getting 9 assists. And I thought Eddie gave us some great minutes, Deontay. Really proud of our two big guys because – you know, we're big. We're 6'9", we're 7 feet, and not everybody in the league is like that, especially EIU, who went on the road last week, and they played small ball with Jacoby at the 5, and they pick and pop their two opponents to death. Our guys did a great job. They didn't get any pick and pops tonight, you know. They didn't get any. As a matter of fact, you know, Cooper got off two threes on the night. That was it, and then we hold them to 3 of 13, and so really proud of those guys because it's important for them to be able to play in games like this so that we don't have to adjust and play small ball with everybody else. We can remain, you know, the biggest team.
You had to fight off. Your guys did a lot of screens tonight, fight through those screens, fight around those screens, and get on the shooters. Even the shots that they were making were tough shots. They weren't easy shots. They weren't great looks, but
yeah,
they made the shots. And, I mean, I really give your guys credit defensively tonight. You hold EIU to 34.5% from the field.
Yeah, and, you know, that's our game plan. That's what we want to do. You know, we want to make you take and tough shots. You know, we feel like tough shots got a low percentage of going in. We got a high chance of rebounding those. And so guys did a great job. And, you know, they hit some of them. Tiger Booker, tough out, man. The kid's tough. He's going to hit a lot of, you know, ball screen pull-ups and step backs and all those types of things. And had we not tightened up and guarded the ball a little bit better and a little bit better communication on some of their ball screens where they're slipping us to the rim and things like that, we'd have been in trouble. But the guys did a great job, you know, applying the adjustments. And fortunately, the tough ones Tiger was making just weren't enough.
Well, Drew Thelwell plays essentially 37 minutes of this game.
Man,
he didn't really get many offensive opportunities. And what I love about Drew is he's so patient. He'll wait for his shot.
Yep.
If it's not there, he's not going to take it. He's not going to force it. He's going to find someone to give it to who has a better shot. He's 2 of 2 from the field. He has 9 assists in this ball game, 1 turnover, and he was really, really good, I thought, as a floor general.
Oh, he was. He was phenomenal, and he was tired out there. Excuse me. All of our guys were, and he leads our team. That's what he does better than anybody I've ever had. And better than anybody in this league. There's no doubt about it. There's not a more important player than Andrew Thelwell. And, you know, he passed up a couple looks tonight, and he comes over to the bench and said, Coach, I didn't catch it clean. You know, I don't shoot bad passes. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to find somebody else. I mean, what do you say to that, right? I mean, that's how you want to play the game. And, you know, I didn't like where we were at in the first half. We had 8 turnovers and only 7 assists. That's not a good number for us. But we just weren't sharing the ball because we had to make adjustments. And, again, those adjustments were really good. Then in the second half, we get 9 assists. And, you know, it's really important for us. And Andrew was a big, big part of that.
Well, you got some great minutes off the bench from Eddie Ricks and Jerome
Morton. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Eddie, big game. you know, 7 points, hit that big three late, had a huge drive late clock when we got the switch and got the matchup that we wanted. He just got an aggressive mentality, guys spaced for him, and he took a guy to the rack and did some really nice things defensively here tonight. But you're exactly right, Jerome has a chance to be an elite defender for us, and he was able to showcase that here tonight.
I love the attitude of your group, Preston, in the sense that it's like coming to work. I mean,
yeah,
we've got a job to do tonight. It's not too high, not too low. Let's just do what we do.
Yeah, and you know what, though? They've got a business-like approach to it, but at the same time, they've got a lot of joy, you know what I mean, because they love their job. They love their job, and they understand what goes into it, and they understand why we win and why we have a good team and what's going to happen, have to happen in a quick turnaround to get ready for the next one so that we can enjoy another one. And so it's a fun group. I really love them and love coaching them and appreciate how much they give us every single day. And you know, people don't know, Khalil Thomas hadn't practiced in 3 days. He'd been sick as a dog, didn't even know if he's going to play tonight until literally he warmed up and 15 minutes before the game. And man, what a warrior. He gives you 32 minutes and just played lights out, you know. So we got some tough dudes, too.
Well, time to move on. SIU Edwardsville, another road game on Saturday.
Yeah, they're always a tough out. And, you know, they're going to be hyped up for this one, nationally televised game. And they just got, you know, they've had the same guys for such a long time. It's just, it's very rare in this day and age with the transfer portal. And they're good. They're really good. It's going to be a completely different game than the one that we played here tonight. And so we got to, you know, I think if you want to be great in this league, you got to be able to you know, shift your focus in a very short amount of time. And you got to have a group like we do that's willing and understands how do you build up some very specific habits in a short amount of time that are going to give you a very different game plan for an SIUE team that's not going to be the same that we had here tonight. And I got confidence we'll do that.
I'll give you about an hour to enjoy this one. And then get back to work, okay?
I don't have that. We'll get back. We're going to watch this and staff. And then we're going to get ready for the Cougars.
All right. Thanks so much, Preston.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
It. Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins tonight at Eastern Illinois 78-52. Coming back with the final segment of the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Fresh Store Ground Chuck, especially priced for just $3.99 a pound. Super Select Cucumbers and Extra Large Green Bell Peppers, only 88 cents. And two large 52-ounce cartons of Florida's Natural Orange Juice or Grapefruit Juice are just $7. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Once again, Morehead State wins it at Eastern Illinois 78-52 with their third straight victory. MSU now 13-4, 4-0 in the OVC. Time now to name our MSU player of the ball game, and I'm going to go with Riley Minix tonight, the graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. Second half, boy, he was unbelievable. Hit that last second shot to end the first half, a circus shot that he was actually falling out of bounds on. Still trying to figure that one out. Riley, 20 of his 27 points in the second half. He had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 block shots in almost 35 minutes of action. Riley Minix is our MSU star of the game. Looking at some of the other scores from around the league, all finals, UT Martin loses at home to Western Illinois. Keep an eye on the Leathernecks. They win 73-64 over the Skyhawks. In a close one, SIU Edwardsville, Morehead State's next opponent, edges Southern Indiana 67-64. And Lindenwood on the road wins at Southeast Missouri 74-68. And as we mentioned earlier tonight, the MSU women won here at EIU 69-67. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball, it's a men's-women's doubleheader at SIU Edwardsville on Saturday. The men will be playing at noon, meaning I'll be on the air to start the broadcast at 11:45. Tom Lewis will start the women's game at 2:45. That's the pregame show start. The tip-off is scheduled for 3 p.m. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbett, and to my broadcast partner tonight, Tom Lewis. I'm Chuck Meraz, reminding you the final score once again from Charleston, Illinois. In OVC action, Morehead State beats Eastern Illinois 78-52. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.